Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
What it do?
What it do?
What does it do?
What the fuck going on? That's what that means.
Girl, let me tell y'all something. I'm holding my breath this episode.
Oh.
I want you to know that last week, it was sounding like I was snoring over here. So I am literally trying to hold my breath because, girl, no, I cannot be sounding like a Shrek. An ogre over here.
Not an ogre. You are not. You really. I don't know the breathing that you're talking about, but I understand that when you experience something about yourself, can't nobody, it don't matter. You didn't hear it, I heard it.
Yes, we're not even going to discuss it, y'all. Just know
can
that.
Can we please discuss for people that did hear Ayana's edit of the. Beast Hunt showed up and glowed up the extended version.
Oh God!
I just wanted to apologize to any people that witnessed the episode early. I think I meant for us to say something last week.
Last week, I forgot. Yeah. we're about it, but not that about it. So
no,
we do apologize.
There was a lot of potty words in there.
Yeah,
I mean, I do curse. Y'all know that.
And that was not my intention. I do apologize. Honestly, I listen to the content we are actually recording for the week. And not gonna lie, I do not always listen to the actual, like, stuff that we always insert, like the intro. Nah, I think it's good.
I'm gonna pay attention to skip our intro because it's like, I know this already. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll skip it too, or maybe that done glowed up and showed up, kind of like give y'all some oomph. So maybe they listen to it, girl. I don't know. Because they give me do looks on me too.
Because I feel like when I listen to my favorite podcast, I kind of be singing along or saying whatever they be saying. We probably just need to just get a jingle, no words.
Nothing to get us in trouble.
Exactly. And we're back. Like, just right. Straight like that.
do. What it do? Like, immediately after.
Black on the play.
Crazy.
We're wild.
I want y'all to know. Jordan loves when I jingle my drinks and make noise on the mic.
Yo, at this point, if y'all been rocking with us, you're used to noise.
Yep.
It was me listening to a throwback episode. Oh my God, I could barely get through it. I was like, yo, we definitely didn't have a remove background noise button back then.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but you know, hey.
Thank God for the...
Noises be happening.
Yes, thank God for the... There's actually a button here that says remove background noise.
See? Oh, the echo
cancellation? I'm scared to hit it now, though. No, it actually says remove background noise. Uh-uh. There's also an echo cancellation, too. I'm kind of scared to hit that.
And then the whole episode be on mute.
Right, so they don't hear us laughing.
Option while we're actually talking? Like, no.
Yeah, because, anyway. Like, what are you removing? How do you know if it's actually... Okay, let's not even get into it.
Anyway. Girl, there's a lot happening in the world right now. Are you well and kicking out there?
Wow, girl, there is a lot going on. I mean,
politics, everything.
Yeah, I'm good, but the world around us is struggling, unfortunately.
Struggling.
It is struggling. So stay grounded. Before we even get into it, just stay grounded.
Whoever's stay editing, grounded. Please cue the Ari Lennox grounded bop.
I wish I could that over there. It.
Right.
For real.
How was your week, cuz?
Last week, now that I'm in this week, I know what a treat last week really was.
Dang. Because
the sergeant at arms is back in full force.
Sergeant
is with
crazy.
A vengeance. Because she's upset with us. So we had a great week last week. This week, I'm refused to let it get me down. I had a moment today that was troubling. It troubled me today. I was down for a couple hours. And I had to pick myself up. Yeah, girl, I was kind of struggling a little. I was kind of irritable. I was extremely irritable. And I was
been there.
Tired. And I was hungry, too. I've been fasting because summertime is coming. So I've been intermittent fasting. And so period. Oh, God. Wow. I love that. So I've been intermittent fasting, and that sometimes it gets you, and it will make you extremely irritable. So I was irritable because I was hungry, irritable because I was irritated with work. And then I'm just like, ready to go home, like at freaking 9:30 in the morning. Girl, sit down.
Well, let's talk about it. Didn't even want to leave the house, really.
And didn't. And that's the truth. You know what I told Nicole? I said, I need an admin day. I need to work jobs where I can really work 4 days a week, because I need that fifth day for admin stuff. I need to call my doctor. I got some licensing stuff I got to get together for work. I need to call this other stuff for my travel business. I mean, I need an admin day.
That's real.
Unless that I'm so talking about the content that you're actually supposed to be posting weekly. Like, I need
Oh my gosh.
Day.
2 days out of our week at least for the pod.
Yeah, it's like we record and then, I mean, you want a day to just decompress after recording because you record right after work. I mean, come on. And then it's like, look, we need admin days, Jordan. And
we do.
We got to talk to somebody about that.
I agree. And, you know, it's so funny. I actually saw someone post today, like, hey, once these boomers are gone, y'all ready to go from 9 to 5 to 7 to 3 in 4 day work weeks? I was like, yes. Hell yeah.
Yes. Somebody said when the boomers are gone. I heard it.
I said, hold on now. Oh, I guess my mom and dad aren't boomers, actually.
Wait, which ones are the boomers older than your parents? Yeah. The boomers should already be gone then. Aren't boomers my parents? My parents are long retired.
Boomer? That's a good question. What age are the boomers? I think my parents we're millennials. Gen X? Oh, fuck.
Girl, I'm Googling it because who knows? Baby boomers are from 1946 to 1954.
Oh, yeah. They're out of
there,
bud. That's
70 to 78. But there's a second one called Generation Jones or Boomers 2, and that's 1955 to 1964.
Oh, see, yeah. My parents still ain't up in there.
Yeah, and Gen X is 1965 through 1980.
Yo, I wish we was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So,
yeah, bro. I'm like, wait, final is this answer. Right? I don't know. That Gen X don't seem right. So what are we?
I think it is Gen X. We're millennials.
I mean, yeah, but
we're what's another word for us? Are we the Y2K?
Oh, wow. Being born in 2012 is actually crazy.
Sick.
Like, what? You're born in 2012? At least 2000, you're 24. Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah,
they really be trying to play us, the whole auntie thing and all that.
Please stop.
Yeah, don't do that to me.
Don't call me auntie unless it's like followed by like, I don't know.
Because I am not for that.
Yeah, I know some folks in the Gen Z category and they're okay. You know, I seen a meme today about Gen Zers. It was actually pretty embarrassing. They were like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Not it was embarrassing.
It was a girl proposing to her man. And they was like, this is Marissa Silvers. She is 29 or something like that. And she's, or 20 something.
I was going to say that.
And she works for somewhere where she makes 95K. She's been with Devon, or forgot his name, for 10 years. And he's a Waffle House line cook. And she just proposed to her man. Then it says, these Gen Zers are different.
Wow.
Yeah. And my co-worker said, very different.
That sounded like he just bringing pipe and dreams. Mr. Piper. That buddy ain't bringing nothing else, bro. I'm
wow,
sorry.
He's bringing pipe dreams.
Pipe, Mr. Piper Pipe.
All wow. you do is pipe. Oh, thing. Because 10 years, baby. If 6 of them don't include middle through high school, then what are we doing?
Yo.
That is 10 years. Look, I'm calm down.
Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm sorry.
I'm at 2 and we've already had several conversations about the next step. So, baby, don't. You can never get to 10. Not with me.
Come on, we're just kicking it.
Oh,
we got nothing but time.
I'm about to kick it. You're right. We kicking it.
Kicking this relationship to the side.
To the curb, girl.
Yo, that's wild.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jordan. How was your week? Because we done just...
Yo, yeah. Nothing crazy.
Nothing okay. crazy. Not crazy. That don't sound too bad, though.
I'm really just trying to get my mind prepared for the summer. I feel like that's all that I'm focused on right now. I'm like, summer's coming. Prepare.
That's, like you said, with in the a fasting, good way, though, right?
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Something okay. about me knowing my birthday is like coming up. I don't know. It's like motivating. Like, nah.
Let me back in my bed.
I feel like people sleep. Like, I'm here to wake you up.
It's time to pop out. Yeah, period, girl. Jordan has contacted the best travel agent in the world. And I am very excited for what we're going to come up with, girl.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
For real.
Right, but, like, because I don't know, like, towards November of this year, things are going to get tricky. And I'm just not here for it. I'm just saying us getting into the election and all that. Oh my. Yeah. It's already getting tricky. Like Trump is, I know he just solidified the Republican party.
I thought he couldn't run. I'm just so.
The ballot for South Carolina. Girl, honestly, I don't really know. I mean, Trump is kind of his own case. And I think that there's a lot of the, you know, U.S. government just not being prepared for a situation like this. Like, no president has been this scandalous before.
This is crazy.
I just read today where he is gaining more of the black vote because of all of his persecution. And I'm just like, how is that? What?
Are people feeling a connection because we were persecuted? Like, I'm confused.
Unfortunately, I think that Trump has... like a pull towards the intellectually limited communities, and that's across the board. I mean, Sexy Red literally was like, he gave us that stimulus check. Like, I love Trump.
She got money now. That's crazy for her to think that $600 stimulus check really did numbers for her.
Yeah.
Like, even with money now, looking back, that $600, thank you, but
no, thank you.
No, what are we even
doing
right now?
We definitely were taxed for that. And
yeah,
it wasn't free money, bro.
No, like, y'all are bonkers.
Also, I saw a video of Biden being asked while licking ice cream, is there any potential of there being a ceasefire in Gaza? He's holding ice cream. He's like, well, yeah, you know, I'm like, yo. This just looks so bad.
God.
Also saw a gentleman who set himself on fire.
Yes.
In protest. He was like, I cannot be participating in genocide anymore. Tiffany Haddish. It's just a lot.
Oh, God.
Bomb after bomb after. Oh, God. Wait.
Literally.
It's just.
Literally.
Yeah.
The people of Gaza are still fighting for their lives. Still dying daily. The war is not
sick.
Over.
It's sick.
And it is. So.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss right now. Uh-huh. But to be aware of what's going on is just overwhelming. And also a blessing to just be on the side of reading about it, but also seeing where America is going is just tricky. So I'm just trying to stay educated. I'm trying to stay mentally above all of the bullshit that's happening.
Yeah.
And not that's digress. Also,
you gotta stay grounded and focused and
not trying to dive down the deep end.
Yeah. Ooh. So what's up first on our docket?
On the docket. Oh man. Should we talk about wow, there's so many things. Should we talk about who did I marry?
Girl, I didn't even start it yet.
Oh man.
But let's talk about it because I'm ready to give me the short. You watched all of it?
I got to like clip 40. I literally am almost there still. you get the gist of it is that this man was a compulsive liar. Like it got to the point where he was taking her to his family's graveyard. Like it just said that the tombstone only had like a last name. Later on, she finds this book bag full of all of his lies, girl. The job he said he worked at. Yes. The job that he said he worked at. Girl, she found termination letters. She found that he used to work at the graveyard he took her to. So that was a lie.
So he knew where that tombstone was.
Girl. Just like, what?
Does it sound like a facade? Like, does it sound like something that's so like, or do you think this really truly happened to this poor young woman?
I think this truly happened to her. It's just too detailed for it to be made up. Like if it really came down to her being a compulsive liar, that would just mind blow me. Like, there's no way. There's no way. But the way, I mean, when she met him, she literally was like, God gave me the signs and I did not listen. She went against every inkling. The day she met him, girl, her tire popped on the way to meet him. Do you believe in signs and stuff like that?
I do.
From the Lord?
I do, and I've ignored several signs.
I think we all do.
So sometimes. I know what it feels like to look back and be like, that was really you, God.
And he just was eating it down. Like, he met her literally right before COVID. So he was able to...
Trap her.
Yeah, he was able to make lies about trying to get a house, having all this money.
So wait, was she funding whatever lies he was telling?
There was a point where have money? No, and so I don't really know. That's the point that I haven't fully gotten to. I saw she did find out that he was getting what's it called?
Unemployment.
Unemployment. How did you know? Thank you.
How did I know? Because everybody was getting it.
He was getting unemployment. I mean, and the job that he said that he had gotten like a promotion at his job. Girl, she found termination papers. They were like 7 years ago. He was terminated. And then the job that he had was like a forklifting. He did work at he said he worked at a condiments company. He just had...
He really got a bag of lies. That's crazy.
She got pregnant, lost the baby, had to have a procedure. Girl, he was taking forever to get there. Had actually contacted her mother. Was it her mother or her aunt? Her mother and her grandmother told them not to contact her for a week. She didn't even know that.
He was really like isolating her. Like really, he like was. That's wild, actually.
Had told her that her boyfriend had came by at one point. Her ex-boyfriend had came by her house. She's freaking out, like, why would he come by my house? Da 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 da. Like, what? And then I think she asked her neighbor who may have had like a ring. Know if they had some like a camera. And mm-hmm. they were like, no, nobody pulled up to your house. It was just so many lies. And she actually ended up finding his ex-wife's information and called her girl and just was like at a point where she was just desperate to know something.
Like and trying the wife to get information.
Like, he's absolutely a liar.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, she really, he went out his way. He had this thing where he liked to see her get excited about money. He would tell her, oh, I'm going to get us this house. You know, she said that they went and looked at houses for like 2 or 3 weeks. It got to a point where she was tired. Every time it would get down to the point of closing on a house, he didn't want to show where the money was going to come from. And she was like, he was showing her his checking account, showing her these Chase statements. So I don't know if he was going in, you know, and I know people are going to be mad. Like, why did y'all bring this up if y'all didn't finish it? But
girl, I'm still confused about that part. Okay, I'm going to have to, I got a lot to catch up on.
But a liar is, I don't know, that's just, it's really sick. And it's a manipulation that I don't think is talked about in that capacity. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who experience liars. I had a friend who had a roommate that was a compulsive liar, was like stealing from them and everything.
Oh, Lord.
And just couldn't explain. They just had an issue with lying. So
lying is a really big problem. Like, that is a problem that you literally have to know is a problem, and you have to work on it. As like, if you're the liar, like, you got to work on it. Like, that's not something somebody can help you with, for real. Like, how do I help you stop being a liar?
I think that you need some truth serum. Somebody needs to inject you with some truth serum. I think that should be the punishment for all liars. Like,
inject you in the butt with a little bit of truth serum.
Now tell us everything that you know. Can you imagine, though, if like it came down to the courts and them injecting people with truth serum?
Oh, girl.
How many people would not get away? Because with a good lawyer, you can get away with anything.
Yeah, but like, why?
You're able to sway the jury?
I guess that's illegal to like inject people with truth serum, huh?
Yeah. But I saw them do it on Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and I was like, wow, every couple needs truth serum.
Ooh.
No, but I mean that in a pot. Like, on Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the characters, they had truth serum. They just were kind of like, they were having trouble being vulnerable. And it brought them together. They were able just to be real. And I was like, maybe every couple needs that.
You just tell a partner what you need. Is it like a short period of time, or is it just like, once you get it, you're going to always tell the truth?
No. Yeah. It wears off.
Wow.
I'm not sure how long it would last, but.
Woo.
I don't know.
That's a lot. Talking about like getting signs from God and just ignoring them.
Yeah.
Like the tire popping the very first time we were supposed to meet, I don't know if I would think immediately, okay, this is a sign. But I'd be like, dang, that's weird. You know,
he replaced her tire. You know, he took her out to eat, got her food. And the biggest thing that I think kept her there for a while was the grace that he gave her. Well, not even the grace, but just him lifting the weight off of her financially.
Mm.
But then it came to a point where COVID happened, and it was like, okay, so what are we going to do? And then he stayed, you know, she was stuck with him. They ended up moving into her townhouse.
He was scamming, and then all of a sudden, like, COVID happened, and he couldn't do it no more. That's what these What's going on?
I don't like a moocher, bruh. I don't like moochers.
I can't stand a moocher either. That is literally embarrassing. Ugh.
Oh my God. My ex, oh my God. I don't give a if he listen. His family was mooching so bad. We were together. And I just was like, yo.
Oh God.
I mean, down to stealing bread, whatever, like.
Bread,
girl.
Girl, get out of here. Please get out of here, Jordan.
Bread. Food I cook. Any, like, I just.
Nah, that's so much for me.
I have been traumatized.
You gotta check your family, too, because not you stealing my girl food. Like.
like,
right out the refrigerator, though? Like, a loaf of bread?
Not selling the whole loaf, but just, you know, I just
stealing a couple pieces.
I just can't. I just can't. Like, I cannot deal with
this. Not even your house. Like, and you just eating, coming over, eating my bread, eating my food.
Nah, bro. It's like, I don't mind sharing. You know what I'm saying?
Up to a certain extent.
Yeah, I have a problem with people that take it a little too far. You know, they like to leech off people. Oh, can I have some? Can I have some? Like, please, get your own.
Can I have some, ass nigga?
I can't stand it.
Actually, I don't like a mooch. I used to date a mooch. It was exhausting.
Man, it's like you always need something. Exhausting.
Yes, always need something. Never got nothing to give. No, you at the table by yourself. This fool can't even bring a fork. No.
So I heard of this situation actually today. This lady won some money at the lottery. Mm-hmm. And I guess like her man, like he got some shady family. So one of the family members picked up, like, I guess they give you like a slip or whatever, picked it up and call the lottery to see like when that, you know, the lady got the money. So the lady called the lottery. And she's like, I guess she went back to the lady and was like, hey, I called the lottery. They said they just mailed this check out for you. Y'all think y'all could let us have a little change?
Wait, you called and found out when my check was mailed, called me and said, hey, your money is on the way. Can I have some?
Yep.
That's why if I won a lottery, only there would be probably three people that knew. I'm sorry, it would be. Like, there would not be hella people that knew. Like, I'm talking about family, like, there would probably be three people that knew. Eventually, people would see stuff and be like, oh, like, okay, but.
Put like, two and two together.
Yeah, they really start adding up.
Y'all are looking good.
Like,
she looking good. What's going on?
Yeah, look at Shorty. Like,
she outside.
I'm outside.
Not she on a yacht.
We outside. Yeah, like, yeah. My friends would probably eventually, they'd be like, okay, hold on, bro, because you're doing a lot right now. We'd be vacationing, like, bro, stop.
For real.
But it would be audacity. You can't tell everybody everything, and that is some, you got a big set of cojones. Yeah. Calling it, asking about my money. Oh, girl, let's talk about pocket watching. Girl, I cannot stand that. That is the most annoying thing. That will rock my socks.
Y'all, I know you got it. Like,
people who pocket watch and then don't want their pockets watched is crazy to me. That's crazy. I knew somebody who did that.
Yeah.
Don't want their pockets watch. Will go out of their way to not get their pockets watched, but will watch your pockets. Girl. I mean, to this day, not no more, for real, because, you know. But, I mean,
yeah, I think it's just kind of, yeah, it's definitely an entitlement thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can never really assume, because there are a lot of people that, you know, are trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's not really what it is. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So mm-hmm. I've learned that as I got older, like, you don't know what people are doing or.
No.
Like, I know some women, you know, they'll entertain niggas just so that they'll put the money in their pocket. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what it takes to get that money, so you can't just assume.
I don't want to do that. I've never wanted to be that type. Now, I don't mind. You putting something in my pocket, you doing a little extra, like, I ain't got no problem with it.
That's what this lady was dealing with. Her, she was like, my rent is paid. She was like, I didn't have to pay anything.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, she was like, I definitely think that added to me, you know, just kind of being aloof and, wow, you know, not looking into this. I mean, this
yeah, deeper.
It trickled on for years and it shouldn't have.
Money. Wow. How many years were they together?
She's, I think, 2020 to
2023.
Mm, mm,
mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, of course, like being spoiled, like you, I mean, yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine. But you got to be careful. I don't want that.
I don't know how it would be.
I don't want that to be a method of like I had coworkers who would be like, oh, I'm going out with so-and-so because I know, like, oh, I want to go out to eat. Let me hit up so-and-so because I know they're going to pay for it. Like, or not coming to outings because a certain coworker wasn't there and that coworker isn't there. That means their food not going to get paid for it. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. That's some real audacity.
Like that kind of stuff.
When you come with expectancy. Okay, let me ask you this because you are a partner right now. I've seen this question posed a lot. Do you think that when a person is partnered, and let's say, you know, they bring all their friends out, do you think that their partner or spouse is supposed to pay for everybody?
No.
I don't either. I don't know where that rhetoric has came from.
I don't know either. Like, if we all of a sudden had a large sum of money, like, okay, we probably take our friends out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But on a regular, if we're just kicking it, like, hey, let's go get something to eat. I'm not obligated to pay for that, but I do know people who say that if you invite, like, let's say I'm the person who says it, like, if I invite you out, I'm going to pay for it. I'm not saying that, but I mean, you know, people.
I mean, I just, if I don't have the money, I'm not going to agree to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, I don't know. I just don't want to ever.
Yeah.
Go out with that expectancy. And it's like, what if you don't have the money and I'm just sitting there looking stupid? I don't know. Even if I went on a date with a guy, I
need to make sure I got enough money.
If you can pay for me, that's great. Yeah. But I'm going to have my own.
Just in case something go awry. Yeah, like, what if you go to the bathroom and never come back? I'm going to be stuck with that.
Oh.
Like, that would, I need that to have enough.
That really pissed me off, actually.
Cover it. Yeah, it's going to piss me off. And you going to know about it. Oh, you better believe. You gonna know about it.
Oh, my God. We had an intern at my job. He was a young guy. Like, I don't even think he... I think he might have been a sophomore or junior in college. He's not a senior. But he was talking about... He took his girlfriend out and paid for all her friends and put on his credit card. I'm like...
So, like, I feel like... He didn't really have it to do it.
No.
Oh, see, no.
And we were just like, you know, like, why did you... You know, did you feel like you had to do it? And he was like, well, I mean, you know, it's my girl's, her birth... You know, it's her birthday. You know,
he wanted to flex and he didn't have it to flex. That's it.
I'm not... I'm a credit card? Food?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, I feel like there's certain things that go in your credit card, but that's something I would want to be able to pay off.
But, you know, that's another thing, too, because my friend, she has a daughter who is turning... I forgot how old she's turning... But she feels like when she invites, it's her daughter's birthday, so they're going out to eat. Her daughter wants to invite six people. And she was like, I'm not, that's too much. Like, she don't need to invite six people. And I was like, why she can't invite six people? And she said, because I got to pay for them. And I was like, really? Ooh. I guess, and she's in high school. So she's like, well, I just feel like as a parent, when my child gets invites people, then I feel like I have to pay for it. But my parents never did that. I mean, like, but she was like, if I was hosting a party, let's say I was hosting a party at Chuck E. Cheese, all the food and everything will be covered. So that's how she looks at it. If I was hosting a party at a skating rink, all the food will be covered. Yeah, but you're having a regular dinner. Your daughter's like 14. Like,
I think social media is definitely adding to people feeling like, I mean, and people don't, you know, money is already a sensitive topic. And I think that when it comes to our peers, you know, we just don't want it to look like we don't have it. I mean, that's interesting.
She said some of the parents do that, but she said a lot of them kind of don't. But that's just I guess how she was brought up. That's what her parents did, so that's what she does. Wow. I don't know if that would be my ministry.
I mean, I think I grew up with. I mean, there were situations where somebody's parent would pay for something, you know what I mean? But it wasn't something that was expected. Like,
right.
My parents are going to send me at least with $20. Back then, you could actually do something. Now, that's definitely not enough.
$20 is my drink. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and during this economy, I'm not paying for something. Baby, let me just take you out. You my child. What you want to do?
Like, that's, I don't
know.
That's what's tough. So, I don't. That's not an expectation in my relationship. Like, we go out with our friends. That's
keeping up with the Joneses. Okay, guys. So,
wow.
Newest movie on the block: Mea Culpa.
Wow.
Kelly Rowland. Trevante Rhodes.
Wow.
Let's just get into it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I just gotta say, these are two beautiful Black people. They are
beautiful.
Beautiful. Kelly gorgeous. Ooh. And she did not slip on her acting. I do not feel like she acted poorly
at all.
She can act. Like, she's one of those singers who can actually do both. Like,
no shade. I think she's better than B.
Woo!
I'm a soldier.
Wow, okay.
She did seem
very natural, for real, in the acting part. She seemed very natural in it. Trevante Rhodes?
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gotta say it.
Ba-di-a-di-a-di.
For real.
Trevante Rhodes is... What a beautiful specimen.
Yeah, they both really did they big ones. They are fine. The movie, where do we start? Wow.
Wow.
It was a Tyler Perry movie. Let me start. It's a Tyler Perry movie.
I don't know why they made me laugh.
And I expected it to be a, I expected it to feel more like a Tyler Perry movie, and it did not feel like his past movies that I have watched. Now,
okay,
plot,
in what way?
Okay. The plot, yeah, very much TP all the way, of course. But the acting, the, is it cinematography?
Yeah, the cinematography was beautiful.
Yes, it did not look like a Tyler Perry movie. Like,
you got those Netflix coins.
Yes, if you know, you know. It did not look like a Tyler Perry movie. The actors could act for the most part, except that mom. Oh boy,
the mom. Oh my god, the, with that orange wig with the part.
Yes, her mama could not act. I mean,
not the white mama got the closure wig. She was crazy.
Like, you get out of my house, you bitch. I was like, oh my god, sit down.
I would have slapped the shit out of her.
I'm not gonna tell you, the plot twisted me. I'm not gonna lie, it did twist me. I did not see it coming. Did you see?
It was like unnecessary. Hell no. Hell no. I mean, I knew something was fishy when she was in Mexico and she was telling them, hey, I saw her.
Yes.
And then, the brother was just like giving her to run around. I'm going to send the police. Yeah, come home. I said, girl, don't go home. He's.
Yeah, that come home. I was like, oh, it's something going on. I was like, I bet they did this, because that's immediately what my thought was. I was like,
why they have Mississippi? Why they have our Miss Mississippi still on the same tip of being scared?
Yes,
still
I
on
know.
Her P-Valley tip.
And I was like, and my first thought with their relationship was that, okay, he must be beating her. That was my first thought.
Really?
That's how scared she looked. That's the vibe I got. I mean, Miss Mississippi can act beautiful.
Yeah, she can.
Shannon, beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She is beautiful.
But yeah, like,
I just thought she was submissive and overly supportive of her husband, to where she wasn't willing to make things uncomfortable in the family.
Abused.
But I had no idea she had her relationship with Buddy. And
this nigga so mad that he decided to come up with a whole scheme
to put him in jail. But also the mom not having cancer. Huh?
Yeah. I'm like, so what were they actually doing at the hotel? They just came up, oh, she got cancer. Let's make it worse by saying, oh, let's take her to the hotel. Where's the husband really at the hotel with the girl?
Yeah,
and
that,
she had
that
to play along.
Plot twist.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think
cancer
really
is not anything you should play about.
That's a fact.
That was sick.
Because remember when they were like, oh, when her friend called her about the hotel, I think he really must have been at the hotel with that girl. And the family covered for him by saying, oh, we all were there. Where were you? And then...
Let's talk about Kelly's husband. What a wimp.
Yeah.
Shrimp. He was
anesthesiologist turned...
Even when she got away, he was still like, oh, my brother. Bro. Now I gotta crash this car because you're weak.
You know, I wanted to know, did he survive that crash? That's what I wanted to know.
I don't give a damn. I hope he... Never mind.
I had a couple more questions.
It's a fictional character, but still.
I know she threw the phone away at the end, so maybe that was her contact with Zaire cutting off. But Zaire is actually a beautiful name, so I'm writing it down in my name book. I'm not gonna hold you.
I don't know why that's funny. Like, it's just like, yeah, I'm adding that to the book.
Yeah,
this movie. Okay, first off, what would you rate this movie? 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Oh.
Birdman hair rub.
Birdman hair rub.
I would rate this movie. I think I'll rate it an 8.
Okay. I think I would give it a 7.
Because I was shocked. I was just so shocked that it did not feel Tyler Perry-like.
A plot twist. Yeah.
And the twist was twisting.
I was disappointed. Okay.
Okay, tell me what you were disappointed. I think you're going to say what I'm disappointed
there
about.
There were several scenes that I felt like didn't make sense.
Okay.
The first scene that didn't make sense was she found out that her husband was cheating through her friend who had just been keeping tabs on her husband because as an anesthesiologist, he basically started doing his own supply. And so he lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
It was a secret to the family that he lost his job. So Kelly was paying bills, sending money over to the brother to help with the mom who had supposed cancer. They left us blank there.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, go ahead, Yans.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, like, was that just funding the brother's campaign?
Ooh, because that's
like, maybe they knew that he really was out of a job and like, okay, well, we're going to get her to pay.
Right.
And it's going to be for you we don't if even y'all divorce. Once I win, y'all can divorce. Or is it because, okay, you know, we really paying into my campaign and the brother was in on it, so he was fine with sending it anyway. Like, we needed a little bit more on what the purpose of that was. So I can continue. Yeah.
Also, Trevante Rhodes' character, Zaire, which is unrealistic. I get that he was really an activist for sex. However, if I feel like I'm about to go to jail because my, I don't even know if it was his ex-girlfriend because he really minimized their relationship. He made it seem like they just had a fling, but I'm going to say ex-girlfriend. So the whole plot was that the ex-girlfriend was possibly murdered in his home because his neighbor had like blood that was seeping through the floor. And then, you know, they found one of his paintings. He's an artist, found one of his paintings that had like skull pieces and blood on it. So it did look like he did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Why in the hell was he just, oh, Kelly, are you attracted to me? Nigga.
Yeah.
She said, do you want lethal injection? You will die.
For real.
The fact that he was so focused on that, I was like, why do it matter if she's feeling you? She's your attorney. Leave it alone. Why does it even matter? Leave it alone,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, just that part was
there was no
need
to confess your love for her.
Even if your attorney is fine as fuck, that's just a pro. Enjoy it. But also, let's get out. Let's keep ourselves from going to jail.
For real. And that's why I was like, is he in on it? Like, was that even necessary for you to sleep with her? Like, what was the point of them sleeping together at this point? Like, what was even the point of that?
Exactly. Also, what did you think about when he was really trying to, he was really trying to mess with her head?
Oh, and the girl.
Sexually, when she found out her husband had been cheating. Well, that was after the fact. She came over because he just would not, for whatever reason, meet her anywhere outside of his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he intentionally was trying to, I guess, kind of expose that she was attracted to him as well. So he had his neighbor over. She was like, hi, I'm the neighbor, butt ass naked.
Yeah.
And then the girl proceeds to start giving him head and he's just like letting it. And so he has this elevator in his apartment and he will not let the elevator go down.
He's just basically in the penthouse.
So she's forced to watch him receiving head. Like, she goes down to her car to kind of gather herself. She's about to leave. Her friend calls her and was like, hey, just caught your husband at a hotel with a woman. So Kelly decides to go back up
and take the lady's leftovers. That was weird to me.
She sees that him and this woman are having intercourse and they both just dismiss the lady. And Kelly's like, no, this is mine. Huh?
Yeah. And then I think she's like, oh, let me back it up. And then he's like, okay, well, let me take you for a ride and make sure that it's new for you. Like, I don't know. He took her for a ride and then came back and still did it. Like, it was
there's no way I'm gonna see a man fucking a girl and be like, you know what? Hell no. My turn, bitch. What?
Like, I didn't see the purpose of that, especially if you weren't trying to actually pursue anything with him. Like, what is, like, why was that? Like, that's the part I dislike. Oh, man. Why did Kelly have to sleep with Zaire?
She really didn't have to.
I forgot her name as a character.
I actually did too, because to me, that bitch is Kelly.
Kelly.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. Why did she have to sleep with him, for real?
It was really her being in Mexico on vacation because, you know, the family had exposed the secret. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Dominican Republic. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The DR. And seeing the girl that Zaire was accused of killing. And her just like, she just was like, it looks like she was like a house cleaner or like a cleaner for whatever hotel she stayed on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. And okay. That's also a part I want to talk about. When the girl knocked Kelly out, she took Kelly's phone. Next scene, Kelly has a phone calling the brother.
How was that? Did she take her phone and throw it back down at her though? I thought she took it, sprayed her, and threw it down and ran.
Did she? Okay. Y'all let me know.
I thought she did, but I don't know. Yeah.
I thought she took the phone.
I can't remember now. Mm. I saw her take it and maybe she didn't throw it back down. I don't know. I do remember her taking it though. I just
sis threw her whole cleaning supply buggy
in front of Kelly.
Damn. She was like, oh,
that had to hurt.
I'm not here. And like that part was left unexplained too, because
what happened to the girl? Because shouldn't she have gotten in trouble for being an accomplice?
Yeah. Did the brother pay her off?
I'm sure of it.
Because there were Kelly's a lot friend of was really trying questions. To investigate to find the lady in Mexico to find her family. Nobody had heard of her. Tyler Perry, this is what I have to say. You just need to give it up. You have done your job. You've given us plays. You've given us Why Did I Get Married? You have given us Daddy's Girls. You have given us Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Madea's Family Reunion. And my pastor was in that one.
Listen, oh, wow.
Appreciate you. I think it's time to let it go. You need to find a writer. Because my dad is watching Sisters right now and he's laughing at it. It's a drama. It's not a comedy.
Oh, God.
Are you serious? My sister was like, Dad's watching Sisters a lot. This thing could be cracking up like it's some goddamn comedy sketch. It's not
I'm
SNL.
Sorry, what?
So listen.
It's not a comedy.
Listen,
I did
and I
see
actually,
a couple episodes, and they were good. They was intriguing, I will say.
I wrote this down. Somebody, this is on the new platform. What is the new platform called, Jans? The similar to X, but it's through Instagram.
Oh, Threads.
Threads.
Do you have a Threads?
I have one, but I haven't posted on there in months since I got my Victoria Monet tickets. Oh. So I'm going to say this person, their account is meme.lawd.kenya. They said, how to spot a Tyler Perry film. Number one, infidelity.
Yes.
Number two, domestic violence. Number three, unnecessary sex scenes.
Yes, because what number- was the point of the orgy? That's
number four. Right.
In his basement, basically.
I'm like, Tyler Perry nasty. Number four, unconnected plot twists. This yes. damn movie. Number yeah. five, light skinned man, no job.
God. Oh, light skinned man, mechanic.
Number six, dark skinned woman, many jobs. Fuck. That's shameful. Number seven. This is what really did get me. Random white person.
The mama. Because that did never add up to me. I was like, it's not giving mom at all. Like I was thinking Hispanic or Asian. Not even gonna lie.
Yeah, me too.
But full on I didn't expect a full blown.
And she was a little bit too. Ugh.
Yeah, that mama was a piece of work.
What would you do if you had a mom-in-law like that?
She's like, no, you're not going to take the case.
I don't know. If I had a mom-in-law like her, I think I would have to just end the relationship because...
Ooh, if she had a lot of say-so, yeah.
Yeah, but if she did. Look at how the husband was acting.
Yeah, she did.
He was like, oh, well, you know, like they had got the mama watching stuff. He didn't even have a job to pay for that watch.
Yeah, things are Rolex.
Shit. Fuck that, man. I'm sorry. There's just no way.
Jordan. Oh, God. She flat out was like, nah.
No, man. I'm sorry. Like, and I know sometimes you get with somebody in their family, you just can't control it. But that mom, like,
they
she
got
was
a lot
up
of power
to the house unannounced. Kelly didn't want to eat the food,
lunch.
And she was like, why aren't you eating?
Mitch, just like very direct house? Too. Like she wasn't a nice, nasty mother-in-law. She
yeah,
was straight
she was
up just like, nah,
which I can
I
appreciate.
Like
but also, I don't like you either. Get out of my house. I'm gonna be direct right back with you.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Nah, if I had a mother-in-law that was,
I have a
like,
lot of respect for elders.
If I had a mother-in-law that was out of pocket, I mean, you're probably right. It probably would really affect your relationship. And if it didn't, then it would. I would have to steer very clear, which would still affect the relationship. Because holidays, I wouldn't want to go over there.
Right. I'm like,
you're not
going to
ruin my holiday,
lady?
Girl. No.
So, I mean, I know that we gave spoilers here. If you guys have not watched it, I think it's still worth watching.
Yeah.
Just so that you can be a part of the culture and see Kelly... let me tell you,
she did.
If you don't watch her for anything else, watch her for Kelly's fits.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly was serving in every scene. I was anticipating her outfits.
Eight down,
looks so good, bro.
Body yaddy,
so good,
gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean the movie. It's
Tyler Perry. It was a 7 and it was an 8, and
right.
I think the cinematography truly helped it not be so lame.
Also Kelly was not relying on Tyler for the wigs.
Oh, thank God.
Kelly said Kelly brought her whole team with her. She did
her
not
whole,
rely on Tyler
yeah,
Perry.
She
wigs.
Didn't for not a thing.
Not a thing.
I wonder if he hears and sees this stuff because it don't get better. It's the same all the time.
No. And it's so crazy because Black women definitely keep Tyler Perry in business. I think it may be older older demographic.
Must be running his stylist and his hair campaign.
I mean, I loved Madea when I loved it. I did. That home
well,
that what was that? What was that homecoming? I didn't even. I just saw the commercials
it.
For that.
Why
I didn't watch it either.
That? Why would you even do that? Why was that even necessary?
Why did you need to be Beyonce?
That was too much for me. I didn't even bother scrolling past it.
And you know, he has a new movie coming out, and I think Kerry Washington's in it. And it's supposed to highlight like Black women historically.
It's I can't a remember.
I don't know. It may be with Netflix, but I think that they're actually making the film now. Oh, it wow. looks like it's gonna be a good movie, but
it's Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
So do
Bro,
you think
I don't
they
watch
do this
no
in
more
his
Yama
studios?
Movies.
Even though it's
yes.
an hour, do you think they still
well,
record
I,
it in
I actually
studio?
Watched Kelly on a podcast today. She said that they did the movie in the DR. They did it in Atlanta. So I know that they did it at his studios. And it was somewhere else that they recorded. I think it was D.C.
So, the city.
So I definitely
yeah.
think that Tyler does try to, you know, keep it in-house. He's yeah. invested a lot of money in his studios.
Yeah.
And the,
those
and
views
it's like,
were top tier in the movie too.
Everything
like,
comes
yeah.
down to the plot. No matter how good the actors are, if the plot is trash, there's nothing we can do here.
Why doesn't he switch it up a little bit? But what would we want to see? Like if he switched it up, if Tyler Perry put out a thing and said, my next movie is going to be up to y'all. Give me a plot. Give me three things to focus on and give me a plot. What would it be? Like,
I would say not a woman's perspective without a woman in the writing room.
Ooh. Okay.
The plot could be anything from anything that doesn't involve a violence. Woman dealing with a manipulative man.
Yes.
Or a black woman that's just so uptight. He actually really he kind of reiterates a lot of stereotypes sometimes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so anything that doesn't do that. But that's the thing, he's not a woman, so he should not be writing a woman's perspective. That's
I would say anything that is opposite of what you have previously done. Yes, give me something on the opposite spectrum. This girl said
anything opposite. Oh, anything my.
Opposite. Let's play the opposite. So basically, game.
Whatever you've done, scratch it.
Do the opposite.
So I did want to ask you before we close on this subject. Do you think that sex scenes are necessary? There's a sex scene in this film that I felt like was really intense. A lot of booty cheeks, a lot of swirling. And so I wanted to ask you, do you think sex scenes are necessary for a plot?
No. They add to our imagination. It's something that catches our eye. It's something intriguing for a lot of us. But is it necessary? No.
No.
But without them, you would have to paint a hell of a picture.
I mean, but do you think that that's... I don't feel like sex scenes are necessary. Like,
I don't know. They can start the scene, but not even do... Like what they did in that scene you're referring to did not have to be done. They could have shown them in the beginning part and just kind of, okay, the next morning, showed them in the bed. And that was it. Like...
Yeah, exactly. It's not really have to be, necessary to be all of the things. And Kelly was saying that she almost did not do the movie because of that scene. She said that they had to really set it up. She said that she is a sensualist.
And I do so remember seeing that.
She needs to have all the things. Oh my God, is it the
Lovers and Friends podcast with Shannon or Shannon Brodom? Yes.
Okay, I watch her podcast all the time.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, she basically was saying that she's a sensualist, and so basically that means that her senses need to be heightened in her own personal life to have sex. That's so she was like, she told Tyler they had to do everything to actually make that scene feel
real
for her, where she could let herself go. So she said all the senses, she said they had to smell a certain way. She said that she had to create a playlist so that she could really let herself go.
But how do you do that and realize that you're just acting?
Yeah.
Because you can get too into it, girl, and he is not, you know.
Yeah.
I guess you just have to know. I don't know.
So I brought this up because actor Henry Cavill, he actually played in Smallville as Superman. He gave his perspective on sex scenes, and he said, there are circumstances where a sex scene actually is beneficial to a movie rather than just the audience. But I think sometimes they're overused these days. It's when you have a sense that you're going, is this really necessary? Or is it just people with less clothing on? So I pretty much agree with you. I don't think it's necessary. I think it does add to the imagination. But I just thought that was an interesting thought because... Tyler does tend to go crazy with his sex scenes.
Him getting the head and her watching, okay.
And then
her on top of him, yeah.
If you do it in front of me, that's disrespect. Yeah, and he would not let the elevator go down. So she was forced to watch this.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, hell no. Ain't no way. That's some disrespect. What? What, you want a cookie, nigga? Anyway. That's all that I have to say on the subject.
Yes. Overall, you should watch the movie, period.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. Buckle up.
Yeah. Buckle up, Buttercup.
Not Buttercup.
All right, y'all. So we are switching gears here. So as I mentioned before, or maybe I didn't mention it, I don't know. I am dealing with something I realized today, I am dealing with a toxic work environment.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a sergeant at arms for a manager. And
I'm sorry.
She is a micromanager. Also extremely passive aggressive. And baby, it's even toxic. And I'm very shocked because I've dealt with some stuff in the workplace, but this, it's like very direct. It's passive aggressive, but it's still very direct. It's like, I'm going to be this way and you're going to accept it.
Mm.
That's kind of how it is. Yeah, like, I'm toxic and you're going to deal with my toxicity. Like, that's it. She's a micromanager. Let's start there. She micromanages to a T. I think that she was groomed for the position that she's in. And I think that whoever groomed her told her that this was her baby. And she should treat it as such. We cannot move without her telling us what to do, where to go. And I'm not used to that in the environment that I came from. I mean, this is a smaller establishment that I'm at now. But the environment that I came from, I'm used to literally working on my own. I talk to the doctors. I have a rapport with them. I understand what we're doing. And I talk to them about it. Like, I mean, it's just totally different, like, the environment. And even when I've been to a smaller establishment before, and it just was not like this. It just wasn't like this either. So anyway, you can't move without her. She micromanages. She has to talk to everybody, and you won't know anything. She will come in and debrief you, pretty much. That's how it works. And so anyway, she went on vacation. Long story short, sorry, y'all. She went on vacation, and she came back, and we had started doing some things differently. It had only been a week, but we started doing things differently. The charge nurse who was in charge changed some things up, and we liked it. He tried to implement them on Monday, and it's been a fight ever since.
Oh, wow.
And I think she thought that, I don't know what she thought, but she didn't like it. She didn't like the approach. I guess she felt like she didn't get a warning. She was kind of just roped into it. She made a lot of comments like, oh, well, you can just do it now. Like, I'll just step, take a seat back. Nobody tells me anything. Like, just very directly, just straight on giving it to you, but still not being direct. Like, okay, this is my issue. Let's try to solve it. Just like on the defense. And my conclusion that I've come to after watching her for, I've been there for a while. I've been here almost 6 months now. Been here since October, November, December, January. Yeah. Wow. 5 months, but still, that's real close. It's crazy. Anyways, I've been here and I've observed, and I think that in conclusion, I feel like she is validated by her job. And I think that that is the only thing that is validating her. I don't hear her talk about anything else. I hear her talk about how intelligent her son is. And I hear her talk about her job. That's it. I don't hear anything else. When something happens, she talks about it and talks about it and talks about it. The same thing over and over. And I'm like, do you have anything else to talk about? Like, we're over that. Like, we don't even care that that happened. Like, you just keep it moving, but she will drag it on. And I just feel like she's not validating anything else in her life. And I just am like, wow. Gosh, I don't ever want to feel like the only thing that I have going for me is my job, my career.
Yeah.
Is it something I have going? Yes. Is it the only thing I have going? No. And I don't want it to be. This brought me to the topic of what validates me, like what gives me validation. And my job is not giving me validation. I think truly your validation can be found in God and your purpose that you walk in. That's how I truly feel. I just feel like whatever I'm doing to please God, whatever I'm supposed to be doing, that is what should validate me. Like, that's it. Nothing beyond that. Other things make us feel good. Like, we are accomplished. That's awesome. Like, we're with a great partner. That's awesome. We have awesome family members. Like, that's all good and well. But being validated by only those things will leave you like the sergeant at arms. Ooh. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Because it just shows, like, I mean, she's just so defensive, so upset, so overworked. She brags on how she comes to work sick and, you know, she doesn't call out. She brags about how she's there late, and she brags about all these things that really should not be bragged about. Because, baby, if you, God forbid, dropped right now, somebody else will step up and do your job.
Oop.
That's it.
And that's facts. That's facts.
It. That's all there is to it. So you, girl.
Dang. So I think that she has fallen victim to being a part of the system. The American dream of work hard. And, you know, you will reap the benefits of that. Like you said, nobody cares.
Yeah.
This show is going to continue with you or without you.
But I think a lot of people suffer from that. Wow. Their job becomes their identity.
Yes.
Sometimes I struggle with that because I don't really identify with my job, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Like,
you know, and so I think that the American way has told people that if you put in the work, you put in the time, you can, you know, it's kind of like Pokemon. Yeah. You can be the very best.
Yeah.
Like literally, and it's really, it's false. It's just not true. Mm-hmm. But that also means that somebody told her that she internalized that, that her work was by
in her job,
what she was as a career. And that could come from her. I actually,
her childhood too.
Yes. This is very interesting because my dad's side specifically is obsessed with titles, job conversations.
Okay.
Whenever we're catching up, it's how is work? Work is work. Like, ask me about what's going on in the world. Ask me about what do I like to do lately? What am I
Let's have a real about conversation. Myself? Yes.
But, and I realized that on my dad's side, I think that there was like a lack of, there was a lack of stability. And so there is a leaning into as adults, there's a leaning into of, hey, this is what I do. This is how much money I make. This is how work is going. And that is really a lot of times the primary conversation. And I just don't identify with that.
Yeah.
I mean, literally I have an aunt that is her whole conversation. Oh yeah. This happened at work. This and this coworker. And I can tell that she lacks like a social life. She lacks a being outside of that. And I don't really know what that is, but I think that our generation and below have kind of sought to find a being in ourselves outside of what we do and how much money we make. It's like, who are we? What do we like to do? Tapping into our childlike behaviors.
Yeah.
And I just really feel bad for the people that are caught up in that because, like you said, you can be replaced so easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so for her easily. To make that, for her to be a person that is not enjoyable to be around, it sounds like she doesn't even have a way of, you know, relieving her stress, any hobbies, anything that brings her joy, like, outside.
I never hear her talk about any friends, any outings, anything. And even when she was younger, she talks about how she worked 3 jobs. She moved out of her parents' house. And it could be a lot dealing with her childhood, things that she's not dealt with.
Someone placed that on her.
So she,
or the child version of herself felt unprotected financially and felt like, hey, I don't ever want to experience that. Whether it was being picked on by other kids that maybe came from homes of money, whatever.
Yeah. It's interesting you mention that because I actually have a coworker who mentioned that to me. Like, she's doing very well, younger than me, buying a freaking house, stacked. Wow. I mean, doing amazing. But she feels a sense of guilt. So much so, we talk about it, and I'm like, girl, you need to enjoy this process. Yes. Because she says that she
kind of, like, you worked for this.
Her parents. Yeah, her parents lived paycheck to paycheck. And she said it was her business. She made it her business to not be like that. And so now
no one really prepares you for that. Breaking a generational curse, you really are. When you break a generational curse, you are by yourself. You don't have people to call up and say, hey, did you experience this? When you're the first person to take that baton and say, hey, this ends with me.
Yep.
That is a hard, I imagine that is a hard feat.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm breaking generational curses in a way too. Just like relation, just as far as self-worth. Wow. Because a lot of the women in my family, both of my grandmothers, they're single. Mm-hmm. dealt with a lot of bullshit from men. Mm-hmm. And I felt like didn't really get a chance. I mean, maybe one of my grandmothers did. Like she's social or whatever. But another one of my grandmothers is still caught up with the man that she loved. And wow, he never fully showed up for her. And I'm wow. like, wow, me standing in me by myself, like I'm not willing to deal with certain things. That is me breaking a generational curse.
Yeah. Yeah, because that is how your life has altered because you made like certain decisions. Like your life is altered and you get to experience certain things that maybe you wouldn't have experienced, or like, you know what I'm saying? So like your whole life is like changed. Like
sometimes you really I do feel guilty.
And you
I feel guilty for not having kids. I feel guilty for not being with somebody who doesn't see my value, but just for the sake of maybe religious purposes.
Yeah.
Being with them, having a family, whatever. Like
yeah. Yeah.
That but you I really feel for that for her going yeah. through that. And feeling like, hey, I'm the first person to do this.
Yeah, and you did it for yourself. Guilt. You did that. You made yeah, you did you that for yourself. That. And thank you. That's what I'm about to say. You deserve it, and it is okay. It's okay to feel how you feel. It's okay. Feel the guilt and realize that you deserve it all in the same breath. I feel bad. Wow. I feel guilty. But you know what? I deserve this right here.
You shouldn't feel whatever guilty for anything you work for.
Exactly. Everything that you earned, everything that you worked for, everything that you have put your time and energy into, you deserve it. It's yours. Take it.
What did Niecy Nash say? But most of all, I want to thank me.
Me, yes.
I think it is hard for people to thank themselves.
Yes, it is. It
I don't
is.
Think people always know how to do that. I don't think there's a lot mm-hmm. of language around that.
And I think being it comes off yeah. arrogance, or it comes off prideful.
Yeah,
in some it cases, can come and off people arrogant. Don't want to come off like that. So it's just. We just kind of hold it in.
You shouldn't want to feel like you don't want to share your blessings.
Yeah.
That's I not know. Fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I struggle with, you know what, I'm going to be transparent here.
Yeah.
I love to root for an underdog. Mm. But when it's somebody that comes off, like, very flashy, I don't want to root for them.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
And that probably is something internal, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel like I relate to an underdog. Mm-hmm. I wasn't given a lot of things. I had to figure out a lot of things on my own. I wasn't given mm-hmm. a lot of guidance. I don't know, but I really understand that. Like yeah. I really understand that feeling of, I don't want to be too flashy because I don't want God to take this away. I don't want him to think that I'm being arrogant. Yeah.
Right.
I don't want this. I don't know. I just don't want to rub this in anyone's face because I know what it's like being at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had several conversations with her and I'm like, girl,
this is your time.
Thank you. I told her, I said, this is your time to shine. I said, it's okay that you're doing this. And she's like, I feel bad for leaving my parents in their house and I'm going to miss them. And I said, I think those are natural feelings to have. And I think you should feel them. It's all about feeling what you feel and like moving beyond that. Like, yeah. It's okay to feel that way. Yeah, it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be uncomfortable. And then in the next breath, okay, I'm doing this next. And this is why I'm enjoying this. And, you know, like, move on to the next feeling. Like, I'm not telling you to brush it under the rug. I'm not telling you to ignore it because that's part of, like, our problem. Like, sometimes we feel things and we kind of, like, take a deep breath and a swallow to get past it, to ignore it.
But
you have to feel it. You have to feel what you're feeling. And then, okay, how am I going to... Now let's feel the next thing. You know, because like it's a blessing
you are
to be
worthy.
Able to do that. Like 24, buying a house, like girl, like stop.
You are worthy of that. You did
like,
that
yeah,
for yourself.
Like this is awesome. You told me you worked since you were 10.
Now, girl, protect yourself from the moochers.
going
back to what we were talking about. Listen, girl. Protect yourself from the people that feel entitled. to your blessing, to what yes. you work hard for.
Like, oh, this is my girl, so I'm good. No, no,
no. No. Those are people that you're going to have to let.
No, no. You find you somebody who understands your value and your worth. Who understands yeah. what you did to get to the point that you're at. Who understands that you put in a lot of work, and they also need to match your energy, and they have put in a lot of work.
That's really good that you mentioned that, because I think that sometimes when we do make it to higher spaces and mm-hmm. bigger rooms, that we do have to make friendships in those areas of people that are going through the yeah. same things, because sometimes mm-hmm. people that aren't won't be able to relate to us. Mm. That's a real... What you yes, just said was real, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I watched a clip. I don't know if I sent it to y'all or my cousin sent it to me. There was a clip with Ty Trebek, and he was talking about moving, transitioning to different levels in your life. And mainly, I can't remember it verbatim, but basically the clips, like what he said was, in order to move on, you have to detach from certain things. So that wow. means you have to leave certain things, certain people behind in order to move to the next level. Like, I'm going to even to like to disconnect tonight. We have to disconnect to get ready for the next day. You see what I'm saying? But it's like you're leaving something in order to get something. So yeah. you have to focus on like moving to the next step, and you have to detach sometimes. And it's not always easy leaving people behind, stopping to do things that you don't want to stop doing, but it's a necessary part of life. Because sometimes you won't detach and leave, and you won't get to your next level. You can't take everybody with you. That's something they say all the time. You cannot take everybody with you.
Yans, I'm not going to hold you. I think that you've experienced that in real time. I think I've witnessed that with you.
Wow.
I've witnessed friends maybe be a little uncomfortable with the multitude and the high intensity of the friendships that you have, mm-hmm. And be uncomfortable with it. Yeah. Like, I think I've really witnessed that with you. And this also makes me think of this interview I saw with Mona Leo. She's a rapper from Houston. And she was saying how, you know, she has all her friends. They're like, you acting different. Why don't you put me on this person? Why don't you put me? And she's like, I'm still trying to put myself in these places.
Wow.
I'm the same person. I haven't even made it like you think I have.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And so it kind of goes back to that like pocket watching conversation of sometimes people will assume that because you're having success, because it's your time, mm-hmm. that you've left them behind or you don't relate to them. When little do they know that you're trying to adjust to a whole new realm on your own.
Still working. Yeah. And that's a valid point you made. Like, you have to do these things by yourself a lot of times. Breaking generational curses, like things you've never done before, getting to different places. Like, you don't always have people with you doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, at all. I think that's something.
My best friend is going through that right now.
Wow.
And I'm like, girl, you have broken so many generational curses.
Wow.
And I just always try to tell her, like, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. Just keep going.
Yeah.
And, like, there are a lot of things that she's dealing with that I can't even relate to. But you know what? I'm here to listen. I'm here to support. When you vent. Yeah, I'm here to support.
Yeah.
And that's what being a real friend is. You see your friends elevate into spaces you haven't even been in, and just be like, listen, I'm here for you.
And that's going. So important. People need people who just gonna root for them. Like, friend, I don't know what you're going through, but you better know that I'm gonna answer this phone and I'm gonna sit here and listen to you. And I'm gonna root for you, queen shit. Like, I'm gonna root for you. Like,
that's the queen talk for real.
Yeah, that is literally queen talk. Literally. Like, that's important. Like, rooting for someone when they're at a level higher than you, or rooting for someone when they are doing something that maybe you want to do. Like, when it's not your season, you still have to root for your people. Because when it is your season, you want people to root for you.
Yeah.
Or maybe rooting for them will get you to the next place. Like, it's kind of like, I was like reading like a devotional, and it was talking about like having a heart of like gratitude, and how it, that like positions your, like that changes your like heart posture, something like that it was saying. But it's like that gratitude, that love, that like positivity, like even when you're down, even when you are not in where you want to be, like that is what gets you to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, it's a mindset. It's a heart, like, set. Like, it's...
It's heart
not
set.
Just... Woo. Yeah. It's not just like, oh, okay. No, it's like really like, okay, let's check our hearts, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, let's check our
if
hearts.
If you're not rooting for other people, it's going to be hard for your time to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to realize it's everything can't outside of you. It's not about you.
It's not about you, bro.
It's not even about you, honestly.
It's not about you.
It's like not even about you. So dang. You got to look beyond yourself.
What was the original question? Look, pose. Because, baby, we don't got to preach it.
We really don't got to preach it. I don't know, girl. I can't even tell you. Oh, validation. How do you find validation?
How are you validated?
We both just realized that validation don't got nothing to do with nothing that she's validated by.
You know what? At the end of the day, you can have everybody on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook rooting you on. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it comes to you knowing your own value. Because if you're always having to go and you're waiting for likes, you're sitting anticipating, man, those likes may not come to the capacity that you feel like you're old. Yeah. I see friends of ours that have a passion for something, mm-hmm. and maybe and are valuable. I'm thinking of a specific friend. Mm-hmm. She's an influencer. Mm-hmm. Does she have the views and followers? She's still just like us. We still post. It's because we know. Yes. We know we're saying some real shit on this mic.
And honestly, it's passion.
Yeah.
Everybody is passion.
If you're waiting on people to tell you, man.
And honestly, that influencer friend, she might be so waiting. Humble.
Humble. I'd be like, girl, so you are humble. That. You really are that.
You really that.
I'd be telling her, and she'd be like, nah. Yeah, I'd be like,
please stop. I'd be like, girl, stop. No, you stop.
Anyway.
For real, you need friends to be like, no, you.
Like, yeah. I see because it. If the world don't see it, I see it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a push it. That people need. They just need that little bit of. Like just that little bit to help them keep going, to help them realize. Like, even my coworker, like I said, like, I can tell that she doesn't have a lot of people telling her to go do that shit, get that shit, do what you're supposed to do.
What are you passionate about?
Because
your job, you know, I do think that some people's passion aligns with their job, but I think that most people's passion and purpose doesn't necessarily align with their career. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes career is just a way of paying bills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think everyone's blessed. I don't think everyone's blessed to have a career that does that. And some do. You know, you can be mm-hmm. in customer service and be helping somebody that just really needs that help. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
So
sometimes, yes, it does. Yeah, mm-hmm. just like you were talking about. Your mom's friend and just the influence that she has. Yeah. Sometimes, but mm-hmm. not everybody, your career, it's just all about requirements and did you do this? Did you do that? That stuff is fleeting. That's not who you really are. If we can really make a resume with who we really are, bitch, I'm overqualified.
Oh! It is, my friend. It's overqualified, baby. Yes,
I'm overqualified.
Like, I love that, Jordan.
You really can't even pay me for what I'm worth.
Episode title. I'm about to say some notes. Actually, it's not enough episode titles in this episode. Okay, it's too many. It's actually too many. I'm about to just start taking life notes. Okay, because girl, stop.
Really, I'm over. Yeah, I mean that's real. Really, I'm overqualified.
You cannot pay me for my worth.
Yeah, I stay late. Can you pay me for that?
No.
So bless that woman. We gotta pray for her. Add a little prayer circle. Add her to the prayer
list. Yes.
And y'all, I'm speaking to myself right now, actually.
Yeah.
But I hope that someone else is receiving this message from us today. Ain't even trying to preach for real. Tyler Perry can write this script, baby.
Okay. It can't. I don't know if it should be thank you to myself. I'm overqualified. Pay me my worth. You can't pay me my worth.
do that shit. Queen talk. Woo.
Woo. All the things.
Wow.
All the things. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck to that title.
Thank you, Gus. I don't know what I'm going to do. That is crazy.
Wow. I'm going to stop preaching. I'm going to stop preaching. I think we can really just.
We can. Yep.
Drop the mic there.
Hello. Thank y'all for listening. We love y'all. Hope you got. I know you got something out of that. I know you got something because I did.
Right.
Because I did. You know, just.
Yeah.
A little razzle dazzle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A little gem here, a little gem there.
Thank you, God, for the message.
Yes, for real.
I needed that.
For real. Girl, so thank y'all for listening. We love y'all. We want to see you succeed.
And do.
Stay your ground. Stay grounded. Remember your worth. If you were breaking generational curses, thank you.
Shout out to you. God's thank blessings. You. To help yes. you travel that road
yes.
that no one else has traveled.
Your peace, your comfort. Here you go. Just.
It's the here you go.
I love it. Yes. Here. I love it here. For Queen sure. Talk with AJ.
Real niggas.
Yes.
Get you some.
Period. Love y'all.
Peace.
Bye. You know, man.